This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. And we got to give a special rest in peace to a legend. Somebody, we was talking about snacks and all that stuff we grew up on and we still love to this day. Francesco Rivella, the founder of Nutella, he passed away at the age of 97.
Oh, man.
Francesco Rivella. That's fun to say, good, first of all.
Good run. Yeah. Good run, right? First and foremost.
97 is a hell of a run.
What a great invention, too.
Nutella, come on. That is the real deal. That is the real
you
deal.
You are a legend in these streets, yeah, man.
So I'm going to have to be that guy then?
You don't like it?
I'm good on it.
Really?
I'm good on Nutella. Mm-hmm. I'm all right with it. I'm, that's fine. Y'all can have it. I'm glad that you enjoy it. I don't need it.
It's awesome. Even just on bread. I'll get a piece of toast, put a little Nutella on there.
Now I'm mixed.
Now I prefer, you know, Mexican cajeta.
I bet you do.
Okay.
Which is very similar, but Nutella is a good second choice.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Somebody said I've never had Nutella and don't want to. Yeah, I don't know. I, you know what? If I'm gonna be completely honest, this might be some of that contrarian to me, because there was a point in time where people wouldn't shut the hell up about Nutella. You remember that? It's probably like a solid decade ago where everybody was just like Nutella, and I was like, guys, come on.
I ain't have it until I was a grown man though. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't grow up to it. I know some kids that did grow up to it, but I never had it until I was a grown man.
Yeah,
I'm okay with it. It's fine.
But yeah, rest in peace.
Legend.
This is weird. This is probably weird to say, but I feel like, man, like if I get to age 97, I want to get to 100.
You like, hey, man, might as well.
I would be pissed off if I died at like
Wait,
97.
I'm dying? At 97? That's too young.
Yeah, like just imagine how old Betty felt.
Yeah.
She passed away at 99.
99, Betty White.
Oh, she was like a couple weeks away. Was it a couple weeks away?
Like that.
100.
Yeah.
I would have been up in heaven.
You really
looking
that
at God
about the triple
like,
digit?
Man.
God said, you got jokes? I got jokes.
Like, come on, man. Like, you could let me get the triple digits.
I got jokes too.
That's like back in the day when you watching the NBA and your team only get 99.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you could have got 100 for the free tacos.
I wanted
or whatever.
The free smoothie, yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The one that you really needed.
Yeah, let me get the triple digits. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, rest in peace to that legend.
Yeah, but
man.
What happens if them last 7 years in 97 was rough ones, boy? Like, that's the thing. That's the only thing about when you get up there. You might not be worried about that next three. You just like, hey, man, this has been a fight.
And you can kind of tell, especially with the older people, where they just like, man.
I'm ready.
I'm ready
they're
to
like,
chill.
They're like, I'm ready.
Yeah, hey, you ain't got to keep me here. Yeah. I'm good.
But it's always a big, like, it's always real dope when you see the people that are like 95 and they're kicking.
They're
like,
walking
they're,
on long
they're
walks.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, man, I'm good. I can go to 125 if we're feeling like it.
Yeah, man, but rest in peace to him, man. So this is where I kind of want to put Reggie to the test.
Oh, here we go.
So right. The one thing you
y'all keep downing me, man. Yeah. Hey, man, keep coming through. What's up?
So the one thing you nerd out about is the arena names, right?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So I don't know if you've seen this, but the Cleveland Cavaliers, where do they play?
Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
That is no more.
Oh, okay, they didn't change
a new one. They changed their name.
Got to learn a new one.
Yeah. So so the name of their new arena is Rocket Arena.
Oh, that's going to be easy.
These dorks.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert. I'm so annoyed by him.
Why are they doing that? That's going to be.
I have no idea.
Does Houston play there? And secondly, why? It's Rocket Mortgage.
Well, I was coming around the Rocket Mortgage Field House. I kind of like the Field House.
So it's the same company that's held the naming rights all this time.
Since Quicken Loans
and everything. Yeah. But they changed the name to match with like their offerings, the public. Forward face. It's like when Reliant changed to NRG. Mm-hmm. It's really the same company, is it not?
I don't remember exactly, but I think that's
kind of
right.
Just the forward facing portion of what they're doing in the public.
They probably
the
related
the
to
it.
They probably related to that name too.
No, absolutely.
But Rocket Arena.
I think that they're changing their offerings to like just they're shortening it to Rocket, which I'm like, good luck with that particular branding. But Rocket Arena. Huh?
They should have kept the Field House. I kind of like.
I like the Field House.
I don't want regular. Arena.
Always a big fan of Fieldhouse.
Yeah. So, do you remember that? So this is the fourth name change they had since they've been in that building.
Ah, no. Because I don't remember what it was before the Q.
This was easy. Who was the owner of it before they sold it to Dan Gilbert?
And that I really should know this. And for some reason, my brain is not giving me
Gunned Arena. Oh, you remember Gunned Arena?
I don't. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I didn't have that one.
You might have been a little too young for that one.
Yeah, that one's just beyond.
Yeah,
me.
I got
sorry.
That one.
Yeah, so he eventually sold it to Dan Gilbert. And then that's when they changed it to Quicken Loans and all that stuff. But here's another test.
Oh, man. I thought that was the one.
Nah, this ain't it.
All right.
I want you to name all of the names of the arenas that the Rockets played in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think
so.
I
obviously, you have
the Rockets.
You have Toyota Center right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then before they moved to Toyota Center, they were at what was then called Compaq?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Arena.
Yep.
Before that, it was the Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Did it have another name in that iteration? I think it had one more.
You're missing at least one, maybe. No, you're missing two.
I know they were at Hoffman's Arena, Pavilion, rather, on the campus of U of H.
Yeah.
And then you're going to try and get me on where they played in San Diego.
I got that one. I know that one.
I'm sorry, dog. I was not alive. What was that, 69?
Keep in mind, I watched.
67, something like that?
I grew up watching
like
the ABA.
Like 69, yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
I think I got it. Pechanga?
Nope.
It was Pechanga Arena.
No, it wasn't.
It was San Diego Sports Arena.
That was after Pechanga. Pechanga was the ABA.
All right, if you say so.
Hey, I'm a long but,
yeah, I'm about to say.
Yeah, go ahead and Google it. Go ahead and look it up.
Because that was also fun.
Now you know how I felt when you were telling me that the damn name of the Jaguars Arena Stadium was not Everbank. I was like, what do you mean? Yeah, shout out to 713. Also got Hoffman's Pavilion. Very good.
Yep.
That building that was the Summit. It was only had those two names. I'm trying to remember if there was one more because I'm now just in my head. I was like, I think it was just Compaq, right? Like, we didn't have...
San Diego Rockets, 1967 to 1971, Pechanga Arena.
Well, the list I had started at 69, which was the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yeah. Look at that. I know I know my ABA history.
No, it's just Summit and Compaq Center. All right, very good.
Oh, wow. You want a little... I didn't even know this. You want a little Houston Rockets trivia?
Sure. Why not?
They played one full season in San Antonio at Hemisphere Arena.
Did not know that.
I guess they were building from Hoffman's to the Summit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's weird.
Solid.
Yeah, man. You did pretty good on this test. So remember, it's Rocket Arena now.
Yeah, but that's not where the Rockets play. That's in Cleveland.
Rocket Arena. We throwing everybody off with that.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I ran across this show, and I'm saying new show because technically it's a new show, but it's more of a rebrand. So I ran across this show on A&E called WWE LFG, which means Legends and Future Greats.
That's not how I knew it.
So yeah, it's like I know. Yeah, but this is pretty much the replacement for NXT. Okay. So if you're familiar with NXT, kind of like the, I would say the D League
or the G League or whatever.
Yeah, for wrestling, which is pretty good. I heard good things about that. So it's a part of the show where
I know Sean Pendergast somewhere on the elliptical, like, yeah.
He might like this segment coming up, but it's a part of the show where each competitor have to cut a promo. And so here's a guy by the name of Jasper Troy who stepped in the ring in front of Booker T, The Undertaker, Bubba Ray Dudley, and more.
Is this like an audition?
Well, it's their development, right? Yeah. They're developing. So I had not considered like the idea that they also had to develop their mic personality.
Yeah, you got to have personality.
So it's kind of like an audition.
Kind of. They're already there, but now they want you to cut promos so you can kind of build that character. And so here is a fella by the name of Jasper Troy.
Next up, Jasper Troy.
Growing up, I was fascinated with this business. Like a sponge, I absorbed any and everything that was WWE. Instead of dreaming about seeing someone on TV like me, I made it a reality. I'm Jasper Troy. I demand my respect. You people better learn quick. This business, it'll be under my thumb.
Mm-hmm. There you. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? That's the one right there. That's the one.
That Booker?
Yeah, that was Booker T. It sounded pretty cool, though, right? It sounded pretty good.
He had the right gravitas. Yeah. He felt good.
No, it sounded good.
Under my thumb.
Yeah, no, it sounded good. But here's another guy by the name of Troy Yearwood. Mm-hmm. This is him cutting a promo, and I want to get y'all reaction to this promo.
I'm feeling a train wreck coming.
When you take a look into my eyes, a glance at me from head to toe, tell me, what do you see? Men to see a physical specimen, a feral beast. You can look in that weight room and see I hold every record we have. But you all get so wrapped up in my physical traits, you don't know is what you can't see. That's what really sets me apart. I was gifted in body and mind. I am Troy Yearwood, and I am the next big thing in NXT.
What was your thoughts on that? So if you could critique that.
Okay, so you guys know that I'm very much, you know, superficial WWE fan of all the greats. So I'm comparing him to the greats of behind a mic, and it just doesn't compare. But maybe that's unfair.
Well, I'm not even trying to compare him to the mic. It's just like you could hear somebody and wonder, kind of surmise, do they mean what they're saying? Mm. It didn't sound like he felt what he was saying in that moment. And that's the thing is, like, ultimately, I imagine that with any of these things, the idea is just make people feel you.
Believable.
Yeah, make people feel you and believe what you mean. Mm-hmm. And it didn't sound like he believed any of that as he was saying.
I'm glad you said that, because here's Booker T and Bubba Ray Dudley reaction and critique on this promo.
I didn't believe it. I mean, I'm from the street, and you carry a certain air about yourself when you're from the street. You can tell by the way a man walk if you want to confront him or not. You talk like you was reading a script. Bubba,
I want to fight you just on general principle.
And I can beat you.
Because I would kick your ass in front of everybody and send you home, and your pro wrestling career would be over. That's how much I do not believe in you. I see this, and then you talk, and I'm like, get the fuck out of my ring.
He needed to hear that.
That's hilarious.
He needed to hear that.
Just hearing you talk, I want to whip your ass.
I want to fight
you. Be honest. Just being honest. Some real wrestle fans on the text line, the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, which, by the way,
Hammer.
That'd be a great wrestle name, by the way. But yes, it's apparently a replacement for a Tough Enough show rather than NXT. NXT still exists, so
there you go. Okay.
But yeah, man, go ahead and sign me up. Mm-hmm. I could be a coach, apparently. Me and Booker T are like this, man. Yeah. We had the same idea. We were in the same place.
I mean, it's hard to tell you apart.
I've often said that.
So here's one more. Here's a lady by the name of Zena Sterling. This is her promo and their critique of her promo.
All right, next up is a 20-year-old athlete from the Ukraine. This is Zena Sterling.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me to watch my back. I've looked. There's nothing there. See? Nothing. That was like my third time looking today.
You're going for the ditzy blonde.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Definitely didn't feel like a wrestling promo. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel it. I didn't buy it. And if I was a fan sitting in the audience, it would have been a good time to go to the bathroom.
Damn. Damn. But coming with that real tough tough criticism.
LBJ's in the house.
Yeah. what a reference. Yeah, it sounded like Sailor Moon to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the type of thing she was going for, but yeah, man. Booker T say he go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of where I kind of want to put y'all on the spot, man.
Okay. Oh, all right. Lord, another God, one.
Please no. I know what you're going to ask.
I want y'all to cut a promo.
I ain't got it on me.
I want y'all to cut a promo on what you do the best here at Sports Radio 610.
Mm-hmm.
Why is John Lopez the best at what he do here at Sports Radio 610?
Yeah. You go first.
What do you mean? My name ain't John Lopez. He stood up.
There we go.
You don't know where I've been from. You don't know where I come from. You don't know what I've been through. I do, and that's my edge on you, Figgy. You can come at me, you can say, that guy, he's looking like get a little long in the tooth. Tell you what I'm long on is experience. Oh, I have been on the streets. I've been in the barrio. I've been on the streets for years, my entire life. I hide it pretty well, but you hit the right buttons, and you're going to feel the streets.
There we go. I like that. Okay. Okay. You next, Reggie? Let's get it.
I don't need to tell you about myself. You hear it. You know what time it is. I'm Reginald Atatula. They call me the king of segues. But I don't need to call myself a king. I just do this. I'm great at it. You hear it. You know it. You believe it. Rock with me in loop. Sports Radio 610.
That was awesome.
I am Reginald Atatula.
I keep picturing you on a segue. Like on a segue. Actually, that'd be pretty cool. Get into the ring on the segue. Go in on that thing.
I mean, there is a wrestler that's out here on like a scooter half the time, ain't it? I don't mm-hmm. know.
Yeah,
it might be.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. That's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
What you get?
Not bad. Not bad.
Okay.
Figgy,
you want me to go?
You think you're getting off the hook?
I have a feeling that you already thought about it.
We kind of reaching the time limit right now.
No, you're not gonna have us out here doing it. You're not doing it yourself.
All right, let me start this over real quick. Here we go. Here we go. See, people call me the best in the world at what I do.
Oh.
I'm the mother bleeping producer.
Oh, boot man here.
Of In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, the best producer in this city.
Talk your talk.
And people think they could come and run the board like me? I want y'all asses to come back here and see what I do. I will bleep everybody up.
Oh, wow.
When it comes to producing.
Oh, God.
You don't want to go there with me.
I don't. I really don't.
You know why? Because I am the man. I am Boot Man from 123rd.
Oh, boy.
You know what time it is.
Sure do.
That's all I got.
I think that's solid. You win.
Oh, you win. Oh, you win.
You get it.
No question. You do. You win.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's all I got, man.
Yeah.
I think it was solid. I think it was very good. And that is Figgy's mixtape. Yes, Figgy did cook us. Say what your chest, Figgy, they said. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Rail 610. That is Figgy's mixtape. You get it every weekday at 1:20 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go ahead and hand it off to the fellas.
Yeah, Ron and LBJ.
Yeah, apparently so. And also, I would like to return to if you had a time machine and had an opportunity to go back and change anything in Houston sports, what would you change? 713-572-4610. We'll do it next.